Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of Paddock Pass, the podcast where we talk all things motorsport. I'm your host, Evie Spencer, an aspiring motorsport journalist from the UK, and you can follow me on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube at Evie Spencer Motorsport. Make sure to follow my socials and this podcast for lots of motorsport content. Hope you enjoy! Okay, so today I'm here with Hamish. Hamish, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Hamish Forrest. I drive kart number 95 for the X-Kart Factory team.
Perfect. So how did you start in karting, Hamish? Because I know a lot of people have quite different routes, so quite interested to know yours.
Yeah, so I'm very new to karting in a whole. I did your average rental session at an indoor track close, not far from where I live, about 10 minutes here. Me and my mum went. The first time I ever stepped in any sort of go-kart was September 2021. So I did just a normal session there, and I really, really liked it. So I went back and did a couple more, and then I started doing what's called, they have like a cadet academy thing there. So I started doing lessons and yeah, getting better and better.
Okay, and so can you kind of explain to the listeners kind of what you do now? Like, what is being part of the X-Kart team like?
It's really good. It's really, really good. There's a lot of, the atmosphere is great there, to be fair. There's a lot of really nice people. All the drivers are nice. All the adults are nice. The parents are great as well. It's really welcoming and happy and friendly environment, if you know what I mean. But we all get down to work and perform as well. And yeah, it's great to be around, and they're a great team. We're a strong force, and we've got really strong drivers.
So how did you kind of get in contact with X-Kart? How did you go from that corporate karting to outdoor?
Yeah, so I did a rental karting championship last year called Club 100. I raced in that, but it had nothing to do with it, how I found out of X-Kart. It was really it's one of those things that you would never expect to happen. It's like a one in a million chance, because I was at Brands Hatch for the BTCC round in May, and we were walking through the support paddock, I think, and I spotted a little sign on a pop-up, and it was about the X-Kart Team Hard Scholarship. So I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And it had a QR code below to scan. So I got my phone out and I scanned that, and we kind of put it aside for a while. We had it there and we put it aside, but then I think it was just the start of August we came back to it, and then we entered the scholarship and did the first round team karting in Rochdale, and then made it through to the second round at Wilton Mill, and I got through to the final 12, where we got to drive the X-Karts. And I'd never been in a junior Rotax or anything like that before. I'd only driven rental karts. It was properly blew your mind in a way. I didn't quite win the scholarship, but I came back for another test day at Elk Karting Circuit, not too far from PF International in Nottingham. They're all very close. I did a test day with X-Kart there, and if I can say so, I think I impressed quite a few people, because I just jumped straight in. It was my second time ever in a kart like that, and I was already on the pace of some of the other current X-Kart drivers, so it was a good day in my opinion.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah,
I think it's a good ego boost as well for you when something
it was.
Like that happens. So what is the karting life like? Because your accent sounds like you're down south.
Yeah, I am.
And you mentioned the X-Kart's kind of around in and around Rochdale and Manchester. So what is that like, being a team so far away from home?
It's busy, to say the least, because there's a lot of travelling, because yes, most of the tracks are closer up north or Midlands way. So it's I remember I did a race at Hooton Park once, just literally after I joined the team. I think it took a good 6 hours to get up there. It was just really long, but luckily Wilton Mill and PFI, well, not PFI anymore, but Wilton Mill and Shennington now, they don't take too long to drive to. It's about 2-3 hours maximum, I think. So we're lucky in the tracks are close. But yeah, where it's kart based, it's quite a while away, a good 5-6 hours to get there. So it's a lot of traveling, a lot of hotels, and yeah, a lot of different beds to sleep in every race.
Yeah, I can imagine. So
yeah,
do you like any training, or is there anything you have to kind of do to prepare yourself to be in that cart?
Yes, I do. I do. I work a lot on my fitness. I'm very focused and dedicated to my fitness. I do, if I can, if I'm not racing, I do the Lee Capps video, the fitness videos that he does every Monday, I think it is now. So, but if I can't, I'll get the recording off him and I'll do it when I can. So I try to do those, and I go to it on non-race weekends or non-race weeks. I go to the gym at least 4 times a week, if not more, if I possibly can. So I like to keep fit and healthy and ready to go, if you know what I mean. I also do mindset coaching with Craig Muirhead. From Camino Coaching. He's very good, and he has like a program where you watch like a video a day about different things to help with your mindset and things like that. And we have calls after Friday, Saturday and Sunday on race weekends just to like debrief the day and see what we can do the next day and see how the day went. And we have a call every Wednesday as well to catch up on the training and stuff. So yeah, it's not like you stop and then you race. There's a lot going on in the week up to it as well, which is, yeah, it's good. It keeps you involved in the racing.
So what is it like actually driving in the kart? Because as a person who's only ever been in kind of the rental go-karts, it must be, I wonder if it's like really different.
The way you drive them is very different. It's like with rental karts, you can throw them about a lot more. You can push them into corners and move the steering wheel a lot more. But in these, it's very smooth. Everything's very smooth and timed in these. You've got to be very calm. And just, even though it might not look it from watching it, you've got to be very, very calm when you're driving. And it's, yeah, very, very different from a rental car. And it's, when I first stepped in one, just the acceleration and the speed just blew my mind. I couldn't really get my head around it. But yeah, I've definitely adapted to it now.
Yeah, and what you mentioned about like having to be calm, how is that? Because I know that you race in Junior Rotax, and the races that I've watched are scrappy. Like, you watch any other category in the karting weekend and it's like, it looks nothing compared to Junior Rotax. I feel like it's where the most people are, and a lot of the drivers are kind of like want to be at the front, but there's so many crashes. So how do you keep calm in that really chaotic environment?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Junior Rotax is the most competitive class in Britain, so it's not exactly got some bad drivers in it. Everyone's very good and very competitive and very hungry as well. If you give anyone in this class an inch, they'll take a mile. It's like, if you're on the outside for a corner, you'll be on the grass within seconds, or in the wall. They don't care, in a way. You've got to show your teeth, or they'll show their teeth brighter, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it's obviously rough and tough, and everyone wants to win, but they're not stupid, if you know what I mean. They're sensible with when they do it. It's, you've got to work with other drivers in a way to push through. And also, you watch most Junior Rotax races, you're right, they are very aggressive, but you'll find most of that in the mid pack. If you look up front, they'll all sit in like a train of 10 until about the last lap, and then they'll all start attacking each other because they just want to pull away and get a nice gap and attack. So if you can stay calm, if you can find peace in the violence, if you know what I mean, if you can just stay calm, work with other people and attack when the moment's right, you'll come out a lot better than the others that are scrapping for it, because if you're just scrapping, you lose loads of time and everyone else will just catch up. So it's far from easy. It's very difficult to keep your head when you're getting bashed around and stuff, but yeah, just got to try your best to keep calm, stay focused on what you need to do, and yeah, pick your moments.
Yeah, I think picking your battles must be so difficult when you really just want to win and you just want to be right at the front.
From when I've come into this, I've had to change my mindset completely from going from like, I just want to win. I just want to get through. I want to beat everyone and I win. Want to win. I've had to change it now to like, okay, how am I going to win? We've got to think how we're going to win now. We've got to think, right, where can I get him? Where can I set him up? It's all, there's so much thinking. You've got to calculate it. It's, yeah, been a real like learning curve for me.
So you haven't been doing it too long, but I bet you've been quite successful with what you've done so far. So what is your biggest achievement?
So I say I've not done many races at all with X-Kart yet. I didn't really do like loads last year. So I think my biggest achievement so far would probably be, I think it was round two at PFI for the Coronation Cup. I got disqualified in qualifying because I got hit by another driver and it moved something in my engine about the carb float. So, and they're very, very strict on that. So I got checked for that. And unfortunately, yeah, I was disqualified. So I had to start right from the back in the heats. And I think in heat one and two, I made up like 10 to 15 places in both heats. So they were good. They were good heats. And yeah, we got through them nicely. And then into the final, I think, I can't quite remember where I finished in the final, but the reason it was a good weekend was because I got the top novice trophy. So because I was still on novice plates then. So the new drivers come in on black numbers instead of red. So it's like, yeah, to identify you're a novice and you get a trophy for that. So I came out top novice with that. So I was quite happy with that weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. Like, I don't know how I'd personally, how I'd handle getting to the back. Is that something that Camino coaching helps you with?
Yeah, it is, because at the back, there's a lot less thinking. It's a lot more, right, I've got to defend, I've got to attack. So you've really got to pick your moments and try not to get taken out. So you just got to be careful. You've got to think who this driver is and where I can get them. So cutting through the back is not always the nicest of things to do, but it's necessary if you're there. And to get through, yeah, you just got to, yeah, really think it through and not go for any like ridiculous moves. You've got to really pick your moment, pick your moves, because yeah, then you will get through in one piece, if you know what I mean. So it's really set your weekend up.
So what are your plans for kind of the near future? Do you have any kind of goals that you've set yourself, or are you kind of just working towards anything?
So this year, all I want to do is literally just learn as much as I can, because it's my first year in this and I just want to pick up every bit of knowledge I possibly can to set me up for next year. So next year I can properly, like, because I'll do next year in karting, and then I can properly crack down on things and start achieving and getting good results and just bringing home some things. And then ideally the year after that we'd go into cars and then see where that takes us and what championships we'd like to do.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people kind of have ambitions for where they want to go in cars. So, I mean, I know a lot of people want to go to Formula One, but realistically, what kind of cars do you want to race? Do you want to do kind of Porsches? Do you want to do JSCC? What kind of cars?
So, yeah, my dream has always, since I've been like first got into racing, has always been Formula One. I'm pretty sure it's been every kid's dream, really. I obviously, it's a massive stretch and it's massively, massively hard to get there. And yeah, there's only like 20 drivers to get there a year, and 20 drivers sometimes for a few years. But as much as that is, like, not many at all, and it's tough. It's always going to be tough, but there is 20, and why can't I be one of those 20, if you know what I mean? But
exactly,
yeah, it's like, that's how I view it. But there's always like the world where that doesn't happen. So what I'd love to do is endurance racing as well. I like that idea of being working together with other drivers as well and sharing that. And I'd love to do like Le Mans and the WEC series. I think they'd be really cool as well. But single seaters has always been my focus and my dream, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So is there kind of anything else that you've got planned for the near future? So goals, maybe in karting. So I know you mentioned next year you really want to go for anything you can get. But so what What kind of goals have you said? I want to get this, like, I want to get a couple of wins, anything like that.
So, yeah, I think this year will really just this year and over the winter we'll start to see where I could be for next year, because we're only halfway through the season so far, so it's still a bit unclear at the moment. Ideally, yeah, it'd be good to pick up a couple of wins in different championships and different things, and maybe even fight for a championship at some point. But obviously, that is a difficult stretch from like how new I am to this and where I could be in the future. But you never know with these things, it could all come about soon. Yeah, I think we'll start setting like proper goals by the end of this year. But yeah, for now, we just learn as much as we can and keep our heads high.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good goal to go towards, is kind of set yourself up for the future. I like that.
Yeah.
So who are your motorsport heroes? Is there anyone like around you as well?
So with drivers wise, I've always looked up to people like Ayrton Senna, I'd say, because he just amazes me at what he achieved and how like what he did, just how impressive the stuff he did was, because his just ability to drive a car and control a car was just like incredible. And it's something you don't see in many people at all. It's just, he's always been like a hero of mine. And I've always liked Kimi Raikkonen as well. I just like how relaxed he was towards things, and his character as well was always very funny. And I thought, obviously, I don't know if we'll ever get someone like Kimi again, because he was just one of a kind. But yeah, he's always someone to like, yeah, he's cool. You know what I mean? You can look at him and think, yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah. Is there anyone that really inspires you, like around you, kind of people you see in the racing world around you now?
I'm not too sure. I mean, Matty inspires me, to be fair. The team owner of X-Kart, I actually don't know his age, but he's in his early to mid 20s. But yeah, he has autism, and he has the business like X-Kart. Another thing, I'm sure it was like by the time he was, I remember Claire saying something about it, Claire Murdoch. She works with X-Kart, and she's like, she helps with partnerships and things like that and opportunities. So I remember her saying by the time Matty was about 24, he owned like 5 different businesses. So it was like, I looked up to that and thought, like, wow, to be fair, in that such a short space of time, he's done so well. And it really, like, yeah, amazed me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I did a podcast with Matty. He was my second podcast guest, but he's just so motivated, and his story is just so inspiring. I think he's kind of really inspiring for young people. Like, I really look up to Matty. I think he's just a really, really like driven, but also just the kindest guy ever. And I feel like that kind of radiates through. He's always trying to develop like young drivers. He's helped me with so many opportunities. He's just very, very good. And I think similarly, Claire is quite like that as well, Claire Murdoch.
Yeah.
So I think they're both very inspiring people that you mentioned. So my last question to you is, if you could get a paddock pass to any race in the world, where would you go?
Now, this is a tough one, because I was, there's definitely a few, and it was like, it's a hard pick, because there's so many like awesome motorsport events which would be really, really great to go and see. But I think if I had to choose one, I'd just choose the Monaco Grand Prix, because it was either that or Las Vegas that I was thinking of, but I hadn't seen that yet this year, so I don't know how it's going to be. But I think I'm going to have to choose Monaco, just because it's Monaco, isn't it? It's got everything there. It's just the whole hype around it and that atmosphere. Just, it looks, it's like an awesome place to be, if you know what I mean. It's just like, I'd love to go and experience that.
Yeah, I am the exact same. A lot of people have said loads of different answers to that one, because that's kind of that's my question that I ask everyone. And I get so many different answers, but a lot of people say Monaco for the kind of like vibes around it, kind of the experience, not even for the racing. And I totally agree with you there. I think it's just, it's so iconic. It's just awesome. And I think Las Vegas, you mentioned there, I think that this year that's going to show a really, really good race. I'm not going to lie, because the track looks fast as well. So I feel like there'll be some good racing there. So lastly, would you like to kind of give a shout out to anyone? Is there anyone you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank my mum and dad, because they've helped me for everything so far and will be in the future. I'd like to give a shout out to Lee for taking me on board of the team, and Claire for everything she's done to help, and Dean for all the advice and the testing and practice that we've done so far, and how helpful he's been with everything and all the outside advice and tips and stuff like that. I think, yeah, and Alex, who's not with XCart anymore, but he was, and he was doing some coaching with me, and he was very, very harsh, but also very helpful. And he, yeah, really helped me improve as a driver.
I love that. That is awesome. Okay, so thanks for coming on the podcast.
No problem. It's been, yeah, great to speak to you.
Thank you for listening to the Paddock Pass podcast with me, Evie Spencer. Make sure to follow this podcast for more episodes and head over to my socials for more motorsport content.